T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Not back on the street yet. A judge sent a repeat assault suspect to the hospital instead of freeing him under the state's new bail law. Eugene Webb was arrested yesterday, one day after being freed without bail to await charges he attacked, a trial on charges he attacked 3 women in Manhattan, knocking out one woman's teeth. He was taken in on reckless endangerment and other charges after police say they found him panhandling by blocking a door to an ATM in the Village. At Webb's arraignment, Judge Michael Gaffey said he wouldn't be able to set bail under the new law, which is intended to prevent poor people from being locked up indefinitely because they can't afford bond. But the Daily News says Gaffey said, based on recent incidents and the fact that Webb seemed confused and disheveled, he believed he might be mentally ill and a harm to himself or others. So he was sent to the hospital for evaluation. Webb, who was also arrested in a similar attack last year and didn't show for his court appearance, told reporters he's addicted to drugs and worried about ending up at Rikers Island. That's sure not the way she wanted to start the year. Police want your help finding the man who slugged a woman with a suitcase in Midtown just after the ball dropped in Times Square. Esther Gonzalez says she was going home just after midnight carrying a roller bag when the guy came up behind her at 10th and West 51st.
When he passed by me, he started cursing me, saying a lot of bad words. Why are you saying that? Oye, are you mother? And that's why he hit me and he threw me on the floor.
A guy whacked her with his suitcase several times and ran off. Gonzalez had minor injuries. You can see the video at 1010winds.com. Anybody with info asked to call Crime Stoppers. A 15-year-old girl's recovering, 2 other teens facing charges after a melee near Staten Island's Newdorp High School in which the girl was sprayed with chemicals and punched in the head. Victim's mother tells the Advance her daughter walked out of class Tuesday and a bunch of kids jumped her. Video shows a mob fighting and police breaking it up. A 14-year-old boy is charged with unlawful assembly and disorderly conduct. A 13-year-old girl charged with unlawful assembly. The victim's mother says she was cuffed and held for a while and was humiliated, not to mention losing some of her hair because she was sprayed with bleach and hair remover. She was checked out at the hospital. 1010 Winds has reached out to the DOE for comment. And then there's the bank robbery suspect who apparently used bail reform to his advantage. Police say Jared Woodbury was arrested Wednesday in a series of robberies dating back to December. Cops say he was caught when an officer recognized him from a photo that was tweeted out on their smartphones. But Woodbury was released without bail Thursday, and by 5:30 p.m. Friday was a person of interest in a robbery in Brooklyn. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea tweeted that Woodbury had no motivation to return to court, and the new bail rules make cops' jobs harder and New Yorkers less safe. No signs of criminality. That is what police are saying in the deaths of 2 infant twins in a Queens homeless shelter. Law enforcement sources telling the Post they are no longer questioning the parents of the 3-month-old boy and girl identified as Liam and Leah Jenkins. Police say those babies were not breathing when they were found inside the landing shelter in East Elmhurst Friday afternoon. EMS took them to the hospital, but they couldn't be saved. The child's father told police he put them down for a nap and then fallen asleep himself. City medical examiner will determine cause of death. A new call for the city to crack down on fentanyl in all its forms.
Staten Island District Attorney Mike McMahon says high on his agenda this year will be to convince the New York State Legislature to make all fentanyl analogs illegal. Those are drugs that are chemically very similar to fentanyl.
We've seized product that acted and looked like and killed people like fentanyl, but we couldn't prosecute it because we did not have that structure.
McMahon was joined at a news conference with Staten Island Congressman Max Rose and Special Narcotics Prosecutor Bridget Brennan. Rose said from now on, sanctions can be put on fentanyl manufacturers.
Sanctions on drug manufacturers in China, in Mexico, where they knowingly provide fentanyl to traffickers.
76 people died of an opioid overdose on Staten Island last year. Carol Diori at 1010 Winds on Staten Island.
Because it wouldn't be January without the annual No Pants Subway Ride. 19th annual edition set for today. Thousands of folks expected to hop on the train and drop trowel. Founder Charlie Todd of Improv Everywhere says it's all in good fun.
New Yorkers have seen it all. Obviously, any given subway car, you could see something very unusual, or whether it's a performer or just a bizarre New Yorker. But what makes an OPAN subway ride special is the coordination and the number of people that we have involved.
Now, everybody's supposed to meet at Foley Square. They will be told what lines to take and are expected to have nice and decent underwear underneath. A familiar voice on the 7 train.
This is Court Square. Please remember, poles are for hands only.
That's Golden Globe winner Awkwafina on Instagram making station announcements to promote her new show. Awkwafina is Nora from Queens, is set to premiere on Comedy Central January 22nd, and it's homecoming time for her. Awkwafina was born Nora Lum and grew up in Forest Hills.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.